This I Believe. Amy C. Howard grew up in the eastern New England of the 1880s and 90s, the daughter of an Episcopal clergyman. As a young woman, she was a successful designer and illustrator of books. She abandoned this career to marry Charles Tilden Howard, a surgeon. Her new career, as mother of six children, did not, however, extinguish her lively interest in design, in life as well as in art. This is Mrs. Charles T. Howard's creed.
I have always liked to worship, whether with Christians, Jews, or pagans, and I like to pray, for I feel in it that I have a sense of communion with whatever force created me, and from this I gain strength and help to solve my daily problems. When I was a girl, I felt that while each person might have a different form in the expression of his belief, yet we all have a longing for and sense of some force that created us, something bigger than ourselves that could supply us with every strength, not only in trouble, but to help us in our daily perplexities. I wish to make my prayer so simple that it could compass every want and could include every belief. I made my prayer for two things. Help me to do my work as well as I can, and help me to be kind. As a girl, my work was any task given me to do, big or little, whether it were at home, in my church, in the community, or in my profession as a designer of books. When I fell in love, married, and had a large family, my work was, of course, my joy and obligation in the care and companionship of my husband and children. As my family grew, my work began to reach outside of the home and include various youth and school activities. Then the family began to find their place in the world, and after my husband died, my tasks went into the community, and I was interested in different forms of conservation, working on many town boards and committees. As for my other petition, for helping to be kind, those are opportunities that come every day, from youth to old age, and I certainly need help to fulfill them, trying to see that they are opportunities and not burdens. I want always to feel that my chances are first within my home, to feel sympathy and to give encouragement from here. From every knock at the door, I can get help for understanding and tolerance everywhere. One of the rewards in working in the community is knowing many people and finding that one person alone can accomplish little. But by spreading the interest among others, the end may be accomplished. Another reward is to find that each personality has so many angles to his character that I can find some point of understanding and congeniality that I would not have known unless we had worked together for something bigger than ourselves. And finding this point of understanding is in itself a revealing experience. Yes, I find my girlhood prayer for kindness and sincerity can still help me.
Those the beliefs of Mrs. Charles T. Howard. Her two sons fought in World War II, and one did not return. This is perhaps one reason for her intense desire to make this a better world to live in.